Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
An immigration judge in New York is allowing bail for one of the three Afghan Army officers who left a military training operation on Cape Cod last month and was then detained on the Canadian border. The three men are seeking asylum, saying they would be targeted by the Taliban if they return to their home country. WBUR's David Boeri reports from Buffalo, New York.
From Cape Cod to a Walmart, where they wandered off and headed to Niagara Falls, the three officers took an iconic vacation path for foreign visitors. Except this was no lark. Their lawyer is Matthew Borowski.
They're willing to risk it all to seek asylum because they are scared of dying.
The three officers followed the same path that two Afghani policemen took a couple weeks beforehand, and an apparently growing number of Afghanis are taking, and what they say is the increased threat of Taliban retaliation against American-trained officers and the uncertainty of Afghanistan's future. They claim they cannot go home. But by going to Canada via Niagara Falls, once they came to America, and indeed they were invited to America, they compounded their problem, says Borowski.
I think there's a big misconception amongst people who are seeking asylum that once they reach Canada, Canada will entertain their claim.
But for over 10 years now, Canada has turned would-be asylum seekers back to the States under an agreement that people must seek asylum in whichever of the two countries they first arrive. Thus, Canada sent the men back across the Rainbow Bridge to the American side, and the men were taken into custody and put in blue uniforms, not of soldiers, but of detainees.
I do have to say that Major Arash has fought side by side with American troops for many years. He's made many sacrifices for Afghanistan and for U.S., and now that his life is on the line, treaties that the U.S. has signed, such as the UN Convention Against Torture, require that we provide him with safe haven here.
That's the argument the attorney will eventually make before the court on behalf of Major Jean Arash and his two fellow officers. And he will need to provide far more specific proof. But the early proceedings in the same unadorned courtroom in the same detention facility where the officers are locked up concern preliminary matters. First, to consider the charges by the United States that the men are deportable, and the government has stated it wants to send them back to Afghanistan. The judge set a December trial date for the 48-year-old major. The second matter to consider is whether Arash and his fellow officers should be granted bail so they can wage their case from outside detention. The federal prosecutor acknowledged there's no reason to think the men are dangerous. After all, the Pentagon and even Governor Patrick assured the public when the officers went missing back on September 20th that they posed no danger. But the government argued to the judge that Major Arash is a flight risk. And although the judge allowed bail, he set it at $25,000 cash. When the translator, who was piped into the proceedings from California, told Arash in his native tongue, he was stunned, as was his attorney.
The big surprise is why a bond of $25,000 was set in a case where there's no criminal history, no criminal charge, and the risk of flight is slight, if not non-existent.
Arash won't be making bail anytime soon, unless others raise money for him, as Borowski is trying to do through a new website. For the other two officers, the so-called continuation of the removal hearings was itself continued for several weeks, as was the matter of bail. Meanwhile, the defense attorney says he's getting more Afghani clients seeking asylum. In order to seek asylum, a person must first be in America to make the claim. Buffalo, with its long reputation as a gateway for asylum seekers, is seeing more and more Afghani tourists at Niagara Falls. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri in Buffalo.